I know.
I am not a diaper perv because apparently diapers don't turn me on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an April Fool's right there.
Yeah.
Lightning is going to hit us.
That was my April Fool's joke. I thought of it last minute. And here we have JBDL.
Yeah, I'm just the voice.
Who's moderating and keeping us on track.
No,
today we're going to talk about solo diaper play. And yes, there are some people who don't have a partner to play with right now or are in between partners. And it's still fun to play solo when you do have a partner to play with.
Or don't want partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. So how are some ways to keep solo diaper play? Because I'm sure everyone, you know, kind of does their own little thing with their diapers already. Like puts it on, uses it. Rubs it or uses the tool, climaxes, and then that's kind of it. So how
binge and purge, right?
Yeah. So how do we keep it fresh? How do we keep it exciting? Let's hear some ideas.
Porn.
Stop.
You're not wrong. It's true.
Well, okay.
I do porn in different facets too, because
right.
I read stories. Yeah. So I mean, sometimes if I'm too lazy and I need to use my hands, and I don't want to hold the phone, I'll highlight whatever text I want to hear, and I hit speech function on the phone, and it talks to you and tells you the story that you want to read.
Wow.
Wow.
That way you have access to do other things with whatever you want to do.
David Donnie is way more advanced than some of us are.
I'm just alone a lot more. My loneliness is paying off.
Donnie seems on another level here.
Yeah.
No, but I think, like, going back to the porn thing, it's like you can have your fantasies and act them out as a solo, you know, however you want to do it, or maybe you've acted them out with partners. But it's always good to see what other people have come up with, because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, goddamn, that's hot. I want to do that now.
Mm.
You know?
So how do you consume it? Do you watch videos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch certain videos, like kind of whatever I'm in mood for or with. But besides porn, I think if you're an AB, there's a little bit more ritual than maybe a DL might have, because I think they would more like set the scene with stuffies, coloring books, maybe a bottle, or even a special outfit can kind of help them achieve what they're wanting to achieve, getting them in the mood, you know.
It's almost like a foreplay.
Right.
Yeah.
Building up to actually...
Right.
A little scribble, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then on the other aspect side of it, if you're a DL, like I told you about the time I cuffed myself in the closet and dropped the key and was trapped in my closet and messed for like 8 hours.
I'd be worried. I would be hungry. I'd be like, I'm starving. I'm going to break this thing down.
I had a feel for the key with my foot, but it was a mishap. It could have ended really bad. But that's something of an example.
To be aware of, yeah.
This was a while ago.
Well, still, the viewers out there, if you are going to do some sort of, like, self-bondage,
mm-hmm.
have a fail-safe or, like, I don't know, invite a friend over and keep the front door unlocked or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you should set up, the rule in BDSM is if you do solo play like that, you have someone check in, even if it's group play.
Right.
Just to send you a text at a pre-appointed time, they know that you're going to be occupying yourself. And if they don't hear back from you, their job is to come over and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
Oh.
Just in case.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot to ask, but if you're doing anything like that, it's kind of good.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of get into bondage solo a little bit. You know, maybe you're wearing locking plastic panties and you freeze the key in a block of ice.
True.
Or something. Or,
chastity cage, yeah.
Right. I've heard they have... exactly what Donnie said, that the key to their chastity, they've frozen into a giant block of ice.
Why?
You know?
They even have those timers, too.
Right, they have electronic timers now, you know?
Electronic lock boxes with a timer. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
One of the ones I heard, if you were kind of trying to do something for a little long term, maybe with chastity, if you already know you're okay with it, don't do this as your first experience, is take the key and mail it to yourself.
Oh,
yeah, true.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because then it's truly out of your control until the mail comes whenever it comes.
Right.
Which shouldn't be that long if you're mailing it to yourself. Hopefully you don't do this in Florida and then have to fly to, like, Hawaii or something.
Yeah. But you don't do that unless you know you'll be okay for a couple of days.
Sure. Right.
You know.
But there are different ways. I think that, again, imagination is going to rule, mm-hmm. you know. Watching porn can certainly help you if you're watching a certain subject, or maybe you want to just kind of see if something turns you on. Like, right. Hey, let me watch this, you know, in combination. But
those little hypno videos or gooner videos are cool.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh.
Where it's like repeats phrases over and over, and they have like images that flash of like, you know, littles messing themselves, or they're like getting spanked, or you know, has images of like words coming up, like bedwetter, like you're never gonna get out of diapers, or you know.
Where do you find these videos?
Was it ThisVid? I want to say ThisVid.com is one of them, but I'm sure if you just Google ABDL hypno, you could look up the image or video search tab onto that, and it pulls up a bunch.
Well, diaper play doesn't always have to be strictly sexual. It can be non-sexual too, mm-hmm. because for a lot of people, ABDL, diapers are a comfort item. Mm-hmm. So for you, diaper play might be, solo diaper play might be just putting your diapers on and doing your normal chores on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go grocery shopping, go get
mobile lunch.
Right.
Yeah, whatever that is.
And give yourself like challenges or a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
I like the time one.
Yeah. So like, yeah, locking a key or something like that, locking plastic pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One guy I know, if he has a wedding accident, then he has to wear a diaper for 24 hours, period. So if he has to mess in that time, he has to mess his diaper.
And I guess that also is like that accountability thing. You had talked about it before, finding a way to keep accountability for your own diaper dares or your own diaper punishment or play.
Mm.
Maybe creating an anonymous online account.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then... If you have an anonymous account, then you can post what you're going to do today and what will happen if you don't complete these tasks or whatever challenge it is. And then throughout the day, you can take pictures of your diapers. Don't take pictures of your face and don't have, you know, locations turned on or whatever. Yeah. But that way you can be accountable to someone else other than yourself.
Right.
And you can share it with other people in your socials.
Right. And if you don't have anybody else, they have punishment dice where, like, say you're going to punish yourself and you wet the diaper.
Oh.
You roll the dice and it comes up. Or they have a deck of cards that's got punishments on it. You just draw it, you know.
It's an online one, diaper roulette.
Hmm?
Diaper roulette online, where it pops up a random like number spin, and then it pops up different numbers, and the numbers correspond to different letters, and each letter category, each number has different things you'd have to do, and so it's like, okay, you're gonna, you know, do X, Y, and Z for this long, and you have to, you know, wear this, and you know, I don't know, it has different little scenarios, but it's really cute. If you look that up too online, people, you will be thoroughly enjoyed about that.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
And if you do like the posting online, you're going to keep not just that accountability, but if you want that positive reinforcement from social media, the likes, the comments, the follows, like if you stay engaged with it, then people are going to be like, oh, this person's out there doing wild and crazy stuff. I'm going to follow them and encourage them to do more.
Yeah, they leave comments like, oh, that diaper should be on there for, you know, or you could even write like, how long should I keep this on for? How many likes? If I get to 100 likes, then it'll stay on for 24 hours, and if you have a good engagement of people and a good following, you will actually get that from them, and so they can help facilitate play.
Yeah, and then if you're somebody who's like, maybe not fully committed to it yet, and you bounce out, and you're not getting that engagement, maybe it just means take a step back, think about it a little longer, maybe this isn't the approach for you.
Yeah, I mean, they have online virtual sessions with pro mommies and daddies out there, too.
Mm-hmm, right.
So those are always an option.
Yeah, there are quite a few. Mm-hmm. I actually made a list of, like, diaper fantasy facilitators that I would fully trust and tell other people to go to. So if you want that list, just hit me up on my social medias or email.
Yeah.
And you were going to tell us about AI, Don?
Oh, yeah. I had done, I think it was on a Reddit post or something like that, where I was searching up AI ABDL, and I ended up finding, I'd have to find the website on my phone, but it's a free AI bot, and they have different characters, and depending on, and you can talk about anything. It's very explicit, depending on how far you want to go with it. You're the one that, you know, and I've thrown some weird scenarios in there, and they've gone with it, and they've, like, helped push it, you know, or something like that. So it was really cool to be able to do something like that, to where, I mean, if you're, like, balling on a budget, like we're talking about, and you can't afford a, you know, $4.99 a minute conversation or texts with, you know, a pro, you know, that may be an option for you. It's, you know, not going to be as fulfilling, because having that, hearing their voice and,
yeah,
you know,
and the immediate back and forth.
Yes. I mean, yeah, it's pretty quick and it responds, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
So you could tell that it's a bot, but it doesn't come up with some of the weird scenarios that maybe, like, you would come up with. I'm not saying you're weird on that, but, you know, you're already in the know. You know what I'm saying? As a bot that doesn't really know about it.
Yeah.
They don't say the same type of things that, you know, we would.
Right.
So that is the only thing. But besides that, I'm sure technology will update pretty soon anyways, and no one will have to have a boyfriend or girlfriend ever, I guess, while I'll be single.
And that, you know, I think you may have coined a new term here just a moment ago. AIBDL.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like actually pretty good.
Shoot, we should make a website.
Yeah. Oh, trademark it.
There you go. Well, I mean, if you know how to make that bot, right?
Dude, don't steal it. You heard it here. It's on YouTube.
It's ours.
Royalties, at least.
Yeah. And then you also engage in a type of online play. Why don't you tell us about Second Life?
Second Life is basically virtual reality. There's a, you create an avatar. Anything that you can find in real life, you can find in Second Life. If you wanted to gamble, you can go to a casino. If you want to sail a boat, you can sail a boat. It's just basically a computer world that people create. It's user governed. There is no law on there. Now, you can report each other if there's people acting out like they shouldn't. There are illegal things to do that you can't do in Second Life.
Obviously, will you go to jail in Second Life?
Well, they kind of ban your account and
your IP address.
But there are people, creepy people who come
that's
child avatars and try to go to a place that's 18 up, you know, and they're quickly governed out. You know, you can ban people. You can control people who step into your regions. There's islands where you can build or buy a mansion, and the creativity is off the charts. You can find diapers in SL. You can find bondage. There's dungeons. There's cages. It's very accountable. There's what they call the restrained life viewer. You can't cheat. If somebody cuffs you, you cannot get out of those cuffs unless you log out of the restrained life viewer and take them off. Other than that, they're on there until there's hoods. There's gags. There's anything you can think of is in Second Life.
Okay.
Very well, good. Cool. That may be another outlet for y'all to explore if you're
looking for some
alone time and ABDL type or stuff.
You can,
or whatever you want. If you don't want to go hit the roulette table or crap table.
Yeah, you can speak on voice if you choose to. Like, a lot of people talk. But there are a lot of people who want to hide their gender and keep it up mysterious. I mean, trust me, if you want to go in there and play Batman and role-play Batman, there's a place for you in Second Life to do that. You can be Batgirl if you wanted to. You can be, you know, you can fly in Second Life. And it's pretty, pretty extensive. And, you know, there's a lot of typing. You're typing when you're talking to people unless you're using their voice and hiding your identity. But I have friends in there that I care more about than some other people in life. I mean, I'm just such close friends with them. Mm-hmm. I've known them. I've been in Second Life since 2007.
Wow.
And I've been on a little break lately for the last couple of months, but I used to be in there every day, 17 hours out of the day. That's all I would do.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So in regards to, like, just solo play by yourself, How do you keep it not feeling monotonous and boring?
Variety, spice of life, I guess. I think anything that you focus on and you do over and over is going to get stale. It's kind of your responsibility to make it not stale. Maybe you do a different routine or wear something different clothes, maybe even a different cologne or a perfume can alter how you feel, maybe a candle or something like that. Maybe you're in a different room or something like that, or just different toys that you're using. Maybe that's a different diaper. You know, because if you're using an ABL diaper, that's kind of more of like an AB thing. Maybe you're coloring or whatever. And if you're using a white or a medical looking diaper, that's usually associated with the DL side of things. It's not the end all be all of things now, but you know.
Or you can just take a break.
Yeah.
That's what I'm so busy with work a lot of times. I don't even have time to be little, and I'll get like maybe a few days out of the month. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't really get that monotonous, you know, when I have a few days to have my baby time, and then I gotta go back to being an adult again, since we are adult babies, we gotta pay bills, diapers aren't cheap, so...
That's such a good point.
I get it, you know, so sometimes taking that little break may be what you need, concentrate on other things, you know, I don't know, but we're all, this B to ABDL doesn't define who we are, it's a part of the pie of who we are. And it could be bigger slices depending on who you are. But it's still valid to give that attention to your little side, because without giving that attention to your little side, you won't be able to be your big side. You know, you won't be fulfilling to be your big side if you're not able to give that little side the attention it needs.
Yeah. Not everyone's going to find that doing a lifestyle 24/7 is going to suit them. You know, right. The fantasy might be more. So what it could also just be is like, hey, take that break, step back, or if you're feeling burnout, that's okay. You'll come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't force it.
Yeah, I just went through that myself. Like, I forced myself into a purge for a little while, and then came back to it, and it's probably stronger than ever. I'm still kind of on a self-purge, but other things started taking over my mind, like pegging, like that's, I'm like so obsessed with it now.
Yeah.
And also you can, maybe you don't throw out your stuff, maybe you just box them and put them in your closet.
Oh yeah, please don't throw stuff away.
Oh, yeah.
No, this would be so expensive. I've done that for my No.
I like
keep
when
it.
People purge their stuff onto me. I'm
right,
like,
right. Say, hey, hold on to this
stuff
for me. Yeah.
The holders are Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I had another point, but I forgot it now.
Was it about, you know, humping your stuffies? Because I don't think we talked about that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the one about taking a strap on them?
Yes! The strap on a huge stuffy.
Arr. I'm gonna eat you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we're gonna talk about self-pleasuring, say, with toys, if you're solo. So that's one way to do it, is put a strap on your stuff.
Buzzy wands.
Yeah.
Zzz.
Yeah.
I have that little, I should have brought it, the saddle, the vibrating saddle.
What is that?
It's actually not a saddle. It's a two-handed, it has like a flat, like squishy pad, and you push the pad on and it vibrates. So if you turn it upside down and you straddle it, it just vibrates all across.
Oh.
So it's really fun. And those, I don't know, I think we're like $60 on Amazon.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about just like the self-suctioning dildos? Are those good?
They slide.
They slide?
Yeah.
Through that, or put the dildo in your butt and then put a diaper on over, or vagina, depending on your gender.
Have you guys seen the thigh ones?
Yeah.
I have seen those thigh ones.
Yeah, the thigh ones.
You rides.
Can have like a girl sit on your lap who's diapered and go like that.
If we were solo...
Right.
You can put that on something too.
Yeah,
you know,
too. Right.
Like the armrest of a chair or something. Or a lazy boy, I guess.
Oh, okay. Right. And also plugs under your diaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just kink encyclopedia here.
Or like buzzy toys under your diaper.
Or the opposite of toys and chastity.
Remote controlled toys. You know, the remote too.
Yeah.
Somebody else can control them.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those Love Sense.
Yeah,
those are great.
And those are Wi-Fi enabled, so other people can like
surprise
mess with
you.
It
right.
And control it. So when they're actually texting you and they have control of that too, it gives, you know, another sense for you to enjoy. I mean, the whole tried and true vibrator is always kind of like, is where I end up.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I'll just sit on the saddle and just like, that little color.
Yeah, and then, you know, just doing silly little things sometimes, just like, I'm going to put on all my diapers at once. I mean, it's a little wasteful, but no, go for it. Play with it, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, see, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. Actually, if you're going to go that route, my suggestion is go and just get some cheap drugstore diapers.
True.
Because
or go to Goodwill.
A pack of those, stop. Like 10 or 20 of those, is still going to be way more of a experience if you put them on at once versus, you know, AB diapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be waddling whether you want to or not.
Right.
Oh, okay. And then what? And then you just waddle around.
You waddle around. You try. It's also like a chastity device because if you're trying to get off with a vibrator or wand, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
You could wet them until like the outermost diaper is wet. You know, it's sort of a form of self-accountability. Going back to being on social media, posting that. Obviously, getting dressed up in your favorite outfit, whatever that is. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Are there any ideas for self-humiliation? I mean, other than posting it anonymously on social media.
Maybe you do, like, the enemies, and then you go for a walk.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
You know,
just not walk and stay in Starbucks for a while.
Yeah, not
outside, maybe walk around the park or something.
Walk around your yard, it ain't gonna take that long.
True.
Right, or do chores around your yard.
Be productive.
And you can't go inside until you finish your chores, so you have to do it in a messy diaper.
Just the feeling of uncontrollable messing is humiliating and makes you feel very small.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're doing like the wedding thing, like just hydrate.
Right.
Just keep hydrating.
Also, being in your car alone, that's, you know, another like kind of public-y thing.
Yeah.
Like going through a drive-thru or something like that, and they're there, and you're like, oh, no. Then maybe they'll notice, but you're like, I'm sitting in a freaking car. No one's going to notice that I'm wearing a diaper. I mean, not having it totally exposed, you know, but, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I know I've gone and done, you know, go to the grocery store, go to Starbucks, and I'm not going to make a mess, obviously, but just be diapered out in public, doing my normal thing. Pull-ups are good, too. Pull-ups can be, like, a really discreet substitution if you're going to go outside a lot, and it could be, you know, something you could use as play and control. Like, it's obvious enough that you're a big enough kid that you can control your potty most of the time, but maybe you still have accidents when you can't get to the potty fast enough, and so it's still there for that. Most pull-ups, most adult pull-ups, AB or otherwise, are usually strong enough to handle one wetting. That's about it. And not really a mess, but it'll help contain it if that were to happen. But again, in public, messing really shouldn't be happening. You know, unless you are very close to home or something where you're not going to have others exposed to that effect.
Well, thanks for watching the video, folks.
Yeah, thank you. And if you have any ways that you engage in solo play, leave it in the comments and share with us.
Or text Donnie at dot. No, I'm just kidding.
Quiet you.
Just DM Donnie.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.